Second Chronicles, chapter 33. Second Chronicles, chapter 33. I might just do a lengthy reading here, maybe the whole chapter, to get the context. Second Chronicles 33. Manasseh was 12 years old when he began to reign, and he reigned 55 years in Jerusalem. But did that which was evil in the sight of the Lord, like unto the abominations of the heathen, whom the Lord had cast out before the children of Israel. For he built again the high places which Hezekiah his father had broken down, and he reared up altars for Baal, and made groves, and worshipped all the host of heaven, and served them. Also he built altars in the house of the Lord, whereof the Lord had said, In Jerusalem shall my name be forever. And he built altars for all the host of heaven in the two courts of the house of the Lord. And he caused his children to pass through the fire in the valley of the son of Hinnom. Also he observed times and used enchantments and used witchcraft and dealt with the familiar spirit and with wizards. He wrought much evil in the sight of the Lord to provoke him to anger. And he set a carved image, the idol which he had made in the house of God, of which God had said to David and to Solomon his son, In this house and in Jerusalem, which I have chosen before all the tribes of Israel, will I put my name forever. Neither will I in any more remove the foot of Israel from out of the land which I have appointed for your fathers, so that they will take heed to do all that I have commanded them, according to the whole law and the statutes and ordinances by the hand of Moses. So Manasseh made Judah and the inhabitants of Jerusalem to err and to do worse than the heathen, whom the Lord had destroyed before the children of Israel. And the Lord spake to Manasseh and to his people, but they would not hearken. Wherefore the Lord brought upon them the captains of the host of the king of Assyria, which took Manasseh among the thorns, and bound him with fetters, and carried him to Babylon. And when he was afflicted, he besought the Lord his God, and humbled himself greatly before the God of his fathers, and prayed unto him, and he was entreated of him, and heard his supplication, and brought him again to Jerusalem, into his kingdom. Then Manasseh knew that the Lord, he was God. Now after this, he built a wall without the city. Well, we'll actually go down to Amon's reign. At the end, it just talks about how Manasseh, it showed forth his repentance. So I'll go to verse 20. So Manasseh slept with his fathers, and they buried him in his own house, and Amon his son reigned in his stead. Amon was 22 years old, and he began to reign, and reigned 2 years in Jerusalem. But he did that which was evil in the sight of the Lord, as did Manasseh his father. For Amon sacrificed unto all the carved images which Manasseh his father had made, and served them, and humbled himself, not himself, before the Lord, as Manasseh his father had humbled himself. But Amon trespassed more and more, and his servants conspired against him and slew him in his own house. If one more reading over to 2 Chronicles 34 and verse 26. I'll just go into verse 26 here. 2 Chronicles 34, verse 26. Here it talks about Josiah. And as for the king of Judah, who sent unto you to inquire of the Lord, so shall ye say unto him, Thus saith the Lord God of Israel concerning the words which thou hast heard. Because thine heart was tender, and thou didst humble thyself before God, when thou heardest his word against this place and against the inhabitants thereof, and humblest thyself before me, and didst rend thy clothes and weep before me, I have even heard thee also, saith the Lord. Behold, I will gather thee to thy fathers, and thou shalt be gathered to thy grave in peace, neither shall thine eyes see all the evil that I will bring upon this place and upon the inhabitants of the same. So he brought the king word again. So as you can see tonight, I want to speak about three kings. Three kings, a grandfather, a father, and a son. And this is something that normally I would not speak about. I sometimes like using encouraging ministry and comfort. And although we will find that here indeed, it was very corrective. And maybe it will be to you as well, corrective. How do we respond to the word of the Lord? What is our attitude when it comes to the scriptures? Do we really believe it? And do we obey the word of God when it comes to us? Going back to 2 Chronicles 33, we think of Manasseh. Now, Manasseh was the son of Hezekiah, a wonderful king. Hezekiah was a wonderful king of Judah. He saw a great work of God with Sennacherib when he came and he mocked the people of God, the Jews, in Hezekiah's time. And if we read earlier, we would have read of how Hezekiah and Isaiah would cry unto the Lord, and they would entreat the Lord. And what did the Lord do? He sent an angel, and an angel destroyed all the captains and the leaders of the host of the enemy. And he sent him back, and he went back. King Sennacherib of Assyria went back shamefaced, it said. He went back shamefaced. Now, Manasseh would have heard of this story. He was a man who would have known of his father's, of the history of Judah. But yet this man, Manasseh, was such a wicked man that we read of how he would have made altars in the inner court and the outer court of the temple. And he would make up altars to the what does it say here in chapter 33? To the ones, verse 33, it says here. And he built altars for all the host of heaven in the two courts of the house of the Lord. And here's also what he did. He caused his children to pass through the fire in the valley of the son of Hinnom. So here he was a man who killed his own children. But not only did he kill his own children, if we read in the account of 1 and 2 Kings, we read of Manasseh. If you just read that, you would have never seen Manasseh repent. Because there it just talks about his wickedness and how he died. If we only had that, we would have never known that he actually repented. But if you come to 2 Chronicles, which has been said, is more a view from God. Chronicles is more the view from heaven. And here God puts this in of this wicked king who actually repented. But before that, this man was a man who was into witchcraft, enchantments. He dealt with familiar spirits and with wizards. He wrought much evil in the sight of the Lord. And in 2 Kings, it says that he also, and besides all that, he also killed innocent people. And tradition has it that this man was so addicted to killing that every day he would order executions, every day multiple executions to innocent people. So this man was the Hitler, really, of the Old Testament. And he also killed his own children. He was a real killer. But not only that, he would set up altars to the hosts of heaven in the inner and outer court. But not only that, he would set up a carved image in the house of God. And he would worship it, a carved image in the house of God. So it was like the Antichrist, a small picture of the Antichrist. But yet this man, the Lord gave him a word from the Lord. And we read there in verse 10 of chapter 33, and the Lord spake to Manasseh and to his people. He spoke to them. So the word of the Lord came to Manasseh, and he spoke to him. But what does it say? But they would not hearken. Wherefore, the Lord brought upon them the captain of the host of the king of Assyria, which took Manasseh among the thorns and bound him with fetters and carried him to Babylon. Now this is what it took. The Lord would do this to this man Manasseh, to such a wicked king. He would give him a chance. And what does it say here? And when he was in affliction, he besought the Lord his God and humbled himself greatly before the God of his fathers. Now here we have a man who humbled himself greatly. He was really like Saul, and whose name became Paul, a man who was a wicked man before, persecuting the people of God. This man was a real killer. And yet, that's the mercy of God in the Old Testament. He has such mercy, such grace. I heard it said recently, somebody said that the God of the Old Testament is not the same God as the New Testament. But yet you find the same God in the Old Testament is the same God in the New Testament. And here we have a man by the name of Manasseh, who would be a man who was a wicked man. If we could compare him to anybody, maybe not quite as bad as Hitler, but he was very close. And here was a man who the Lord actually, when he cried unto the Lord and he humbled himself greatly, he would receive mercy. And he was brought back right to his kingdom. And he was, it says here that Manasseh knew the Lord, he was God. So here's the grandfather of Josiah, a man who was a wicked man, but yet there was mercy for him. Someone who had transgressed so much, and yet there was mercy. And the word of the Lord came to him. He rejected it, and God would send him away to Assyria. But yet, when he humbled himself, and this is something that we can encourage ourselves with, this is what really spoke to me about a month ago. The Lord really brought this corrective ministry into my life, where I realized there's maybe some things in my life that are not right that I haven't dealt with. Maybe there's bitterness in my heart that I haven't dealt with. Maybe there's sin in my life that I haven't dealt with. That you go on and on, and you don't take it serious. And yet here's a man who went on, and did not take the word of the Lord seriously. And the Lord sent him away from his kingdom to Assyria. And when he was in afflictions, it says, so God will bring us to these places of afflictions. He besought the Lord his God and humbled himself greatly before the God of his fathers. And this is something that is so precious. If we humble ourselves greatly to the word of the Lord, when God comes to us and says, let him who names the name of Christ depart from iniquity, and things like that. When he comes to us with the scriptures, like the word of the Lord came to him, he initially rejected it. And God had to bring the enemy around him, just like he does with us. And he makes us confess. But we have a choice. We'll read that about the next king. We'll go on to Amon now. It says here in Amos 33, verse 21, this is the father of Josiah. Amon was 22 years old when he began to reign. And he reigned 2 years in Jerusalem. But here it says this, but he did that which was evil in the sight of the Lord, as did Manasseh his father. For Amon sacrificed unto all the carved images which Manasseh his father had made and served them. And here it says this, and humbled not himself before the Lord, as Manasseh his father had humbled himself. But Amon, here's the alternative, Amon trespassed more and more. And right there, he only reigned 2 years. He only reigned 2 years, and the Lord did not have mercy on this man, and he was taken out of the way. Now here's the father of Josiah. The grandfather was a wicked, wicked man, but he had turned, and God had mercy. And this is something we find in the Old Testament. This is the encouraging part, is whenever we turn and take the word of God seriously and obey the scriptures and do not go on like Amon, but trespass more and more. That is, if we do not humble ourselves before the word of the Lord, we will trespass more and more. And what was the end of Amon? And his servants conspired against him and slew him in his own house. So this is a man here who did not take the word of God seriously when it came to him. And he would trespass more and more. He would not humble himself before the Lord. Now we come to Josiah. Now Josiah was a king who was a very, very tender king, very tender man. He got crowned when he was 8 years old. And it says at the 8th year of his reign, he began to seek the Lord. So when he was 16 years old, he set his face to seek the Lord. And we remember the story of how he came and he started the house of God. He built the house of God again. And he destroyed, which his father did not do, Manasseh, as we read earlier. He actually put all the idols out of the way, but he did not destroy them. And his son Amon would take that carved image that was in the temple, and he would sacrifice to it again, just like his father did, because his father did not destroy it. But yet we read of Josiah, he was a man who came, first thing he did was clean house, as we would say. He came across all of Judah and up into parts of Israel, and he would destroy all the idols. They were the sacrifice to any other gods and to Baal. And not only that, but he would destroy that carved image that was set up in the temple. He destroyed everything. He was very zealous for the Lord. But here, and then they found the scroll, and they brought the scroll before him, before Josiah. Now here, we read about Josiah when he got the word of God. It says this. It says, and Shaphan, in verse 18 of 34, and Shaphan the scribe told the king, saying, Hilkiah the priest hath given me a book. And Shaphan read it before the king. And it came to pass, when the king had heard the words of the law, that he rent his clothes. Now this is a different response that he had in Manasseh. He rent his clothes. And it says here, and the king commanded Hilkiah and Eliakim and the son of Shaphan and Abdon, the son of Micah, and Shaphan the scribe, and Azariah, a servant of the king, saying, go inquire of the Lord for me and for them that are left in Israel and in Judah concerning the words of the book that is found. For great is the wrath of the Lord that is poured out upon us, because our fathers have not kept the word of the Lord to do after all that is written. Now if you read here and further in 26, verse 26, it says, and this is the Lord giving back the prophecy, and as for the king of Judah who sent you to inquire of the Lord, so shall ye say unto him, thus says the Lord God of Israel concerning the words which thou hast heard, because thine heart was tender, because thine heart was tender, and thou didst humble thyself before God, when thou heardest his words against this place and against the inhabitants thereof, and humblest thyself before me, and didst rend thy clothes and weep before me, I have even heard thee also, saith the Lord. Behold, I will gather thee to thy fathers, and thou shalt be gathered to thy grave in peace. Neither shall thine eyes see all the evil that I will bring upon this place and upon the inhabitants of the same. So he brought the king word again. Now, Josiah's heart was tender. When he heard the word of the Lord, it says that he rent his clothes. And we read here further, when the Lord answers him, the Lord says, and he also wept before me. Now, this is a sign of true repentance. A man who heard the word of the Lord coming to him, and he took it very, very seriously. And this is something that really the Lord spoke to me about, even there a month ago about, when the word of the Lord came to me and I read these portions of these three kings and their response to the word of God. And we can see the different responses. One of them was a wicked, wicked king. And actually Josephus, talking about Manasseh, says that he was the one who caused Isaiah to be sawn asunder. Isaiah, who was his father's friend, who prayed together with Hezekiah, Manasseh would actually saw him asunder. And this man, when the word of the Lord came to him initially, he rejected it. And then what does God do? He puts him away into captivity. And there he does repent. Does the Lord have to do that with us? Does he have to bring us into afflictions until we repent? And we read of another man, and his name is Amon. And when he would have gotten, I trust, the word of the Lord before him, he did not humble himself like his father Manasseh did, but he transgressed. He yet more and more. So he went on in an obstinate heart against the Lord. And the Lord took him away. Not 51 years of reign, like Manasseh did, but a 2-year reign. And the Lord took him out of the way. May the Lord preserve us from this. Because in 1 Corinthians 11, when they took the cup and the bread unworthily, it says there that some of you sleep, some of you are sick and weakly, and some of you sleep. So may the Lord preserve us from going on and drinking the cup of the Lord unworthily, maybe hidden sins, secret sins, maybe bitterness, maybe unforgiveness, maybe worldliness, whatever it may be. When the word of the Lord comes to us, may we take it very serious, like Josiah did here. And here we read of the third king, Josiah. Now, Josiah is just a wonderful king. And we read of his reign and how he's a man who was, all of his life, he pleased the Lord like his father David did, it says. But here it says, when the word of the Lord came before him, he rent his clothes. And he would actually weep and he would ask the Lord for mercy. And we think of this, I've been thinking lately a lot of the word of God. Even the last half a year, I remember, even back home, the people have gotten saved back in the colonies. And we think of things that come in that are outside of this book. Outside of this book. And things come in from the outside. And there's different voices that are speaking. And they are not found in this book. And the seriousness of the book. And this is something that Josiah recognized. That the book is serious. It's all about this book. Not outside of this book, but in this book. That's what God speaks of. And he heard the scroll written before him. And he rent his clothes. And he wept before the Lord. Another thing that really spoke to me in the New Testament, we come to James 4. Now this is really, I believe, a recipe for a believer who has sinned, has found himself to be in sin and not taking sin seriously, or in whatever way it may be, worldliness. It says this in James 4, verse 6, but he giveth more grace. That's what we find with Manasseh, he gave grace. Wherefore he saith, God resists the proud, but gives grace unto the humble. And we read about these three kings. Two humbled themselves, one did not. Submit yourself therefore to God, resist the devil, and he will flee from you. Now here we read this, and this is what Josiah did, this is what Manasseh did. Draw nigh to God, and he will draw nigh to you. Cleanse your hands, ye sinners. Now he's speaking to believers here. And purify your hearts, ye double-minded. Be afflicted and mourn and weep. Let your laughter be turned to mourning, and your joy to heaviness. And this is real repentance here. More to mourning, laughter be turned to mourning, affliction, mourning, weeping. Let your joy be turned to heaviness. Humble yourself in the sight of the Lord, and he shall lift you up. Now, this is actually more than anything for me. This is how the Lord spoke to me through these verses. I just want to share. Maybe this is for you as well. But this is something that was very pertinent in my life. And it says here, and I'm just thinking about Manasseh and Josiah. They were lifted up and were given grace because they humbled themselves before the Lord. And they were, and especially Josiah, his heart was tender. I love that. Because your heart was tender to receive the scriptures. When the word of God comes to us, when the word of God comes to us and tells us not to be bitter at each other, but to forgive one another, or to not have secret sin that you're okay with, or have worldliness, whatever it may be, when the word of the Lord comes to us, God wants us to be tender-hearted. Because your heart was tender, it says here, and thou didst humble thyself before God. So this is something that is more, maybe corrective, but it's corrective to me, for sure. But maybe it is to you as well. I don't know. I have nobody in mind before me. Before God, I have nobody in mind, just myself. But this is something that the Lord has spoken to me about last month. And I just want to share that with you. But these three kings, a grandfather, a father, and a son. And that's Josiah. And the grandfather was a wicked king. And he repented, and God had mercy. So every one of us here tonight, if you find yourself in that place, and we repent, we will have mercy. Because God is a merciful, gracious God to such a man as Manasseh. And we read here further, Amon was a man who was obstinate in heart. And he did all the evil things that his father had done before he repented. And he was taken out of the way. He slept. Then we have this King Josiah, who was a tender man. When the word of the Lord came to him, he obeyed it, took it very seriously, and he reaped the rewards. And the Lord says to him that all these things that I've planned, I do have wrath stored up for the kingdom, but you will not be part of it. You will go to your grave in peace. And he did. But yet, after he died, the armies came in, and they took all the people back to Babylon, and they were taken away. So may the Lord bless this precious word tonight.